And this is my advice, guys, buy new cars. Avoid old cars with one heart. Nobody told me this. I had very little money. My father told me, Hillary, why don't you first save up until you make like 30 million, then you buy a nice car. I said, I want a car now. Took my 7 million. I think 7 million should be called 50,000. You go to a car bond and they just tell you, just get out. Just get out. You can't afford a tire. I got an old car. Toyota Spazio. Madam, you're laughing very early. I've not yet. Oh, we are together. You see, I have colleagues here. Spazio, where are you? Where are you? Yeah, they are hiding. You'll see them entering the castle. We have cameras outside. Toyota Spazio, 1996. Madam, do you know what it means to drive a car where you and the car, you are age mates? You celebrate the same birthday with your car. It's very bad. All cars. But there's one thing I like about all cars, and this one I'll be very honest. Ever since I started driving, I've realized people who drive all cars, they don't care. They are the most reckless drivers in the whole world. Because him as a driver, he has nothing to lose. The car has nothing to lose. The government has nothing to lose. If the car gets spoiled, nobody cares. Have you noticed? It's only old cars. People drive old cars when roundabout knocking. Go ahead, Jayo now, useless! And they abuse each other. Jayo poti now. Now, Jayo Sefuri, how do you call someone's car a saucepan? Remove your flask. How do you call? And that's a Raum. Remove your flask. None of the people in Raums are always feeling hot. But I've learned one thing. The reason why people in old cars are always annoyed. My brother, have you ever seen anyone in a Range Rover Sport abusing someone in an Audi Q7? Never. How do I abuse someone in a BMW X6? Like you with your 400 million car, useless. With your tires of 4 million. You can't abuse someone like that. But the reason why people who drive expensive cars are not always loud and abusive is because of the AC, my brother. The AC in a new car is different. It calms your spirit. There's a specific, if you have sat in an expensive car, you'll know this. There's a specific AC that comes, it targets, there's a nerve that passes behind the ear. Do you know that AC? It targets this ear and this ear. Now, that nerve goes direct to the emotional center in the brain. So when he's trying to get annoyed, the AC just blows him. Like you. Then he calms down. The AC of rich people, you don't even know where it's coming from. I sat in a Range Rover 2023 one day. My brother put the AC. Wind came from nowhere. You just feel a breeze. The temperature just goes down. You can even cough. The temperature comes back. And you ask him, is that the AC? He said, yes, that's the AC. Old cars. You know exactly where the AC is coming from. This is how you know the AC of old cars is bad. Even the owner is not sure if you... They ask you, you tell the boss, put AC. Are you sure? Said you put, because we can just lower the windows. Said, no, you put the AC. Then he puts the AC. The AC of all cars, you know, because there is sound and noise. Just and it's coming from in front. The person who put it is dodging his. Everything is coming out, spark plugs, engine, oil, brake fluid. Before you know it, the flat tire is in the car. Say, boss, there's a spare tire. Yeah, the AC. And old cars, by the way, old cars, I don't know what it is. Have you ever started an old car? New cars have what they call push to start. Some of them you never fingerprint. Some of them you just talk to the car, you're like, start. And it starts. Old cars, you start it yourself. Manual, you put the key inside. Two things. noise and activity. It shakes and scares everyone. There's a time I picked someone from the airport when I sat in my car. I asked, is that the president passing? I said, no, that's the... There's no helicopter, that's the engine. It's a very strong engine, by the way. Now, some of you are here asking, but Okello, how do I know I have an old car? If you have more than two mechanics, your car is old. People with expensive cars, two mechanics. And the way they save their names, they save them with companies. John, Spear Motors. Eh? Jeremiah, City Tires. An old car, you know, because there's the name, it's usually a local name. The name, what he gave him, where he's found. Katongole cylinder head, Chiseka. You know. Muchibi, Garaja Mandev, you know it. Chiwanuka wiring, you know exactly what Chiwanuka does. He does wiring only. The second thing that shows you have an old car, my friend. Have you ever borrowed a car from someone? Like you're going for a journey, you have a barrio, and you call your friend who has a car. You're like, hey, John, we are going for a barrio. If people with expensive cars, all they do is give you the key and tell you fuel. Then, yeah, it's fine. Just put fuel. Everything is good. You go for your journey. Your car, madam, you're laughing very early. I don't know what car you're driving. I think this is the best time to tell us so that we start separating you people. When you bought a car, an old car, that's the only car that comes with explanations. You come to someone, you're like, hey, Opio, I wanted your car. They say, where exactly are you going? Because the distance also matters. I'm going to Ginger. Oh, it will manage. Ginger. Now, there's a small issue. I don't know why they always say it's a small issue. Yes, it's a very big issue. There's a small... Now, you see drive. That is reverse. Yes. You're like, when I drive, yes, put reverse. Ara. You will go in front. I said, now what of reverse? Handbrake. Like, what? Like, now what of handbrake? Hey, there are some stones behind. Just don't park on a hill. Don't park. Some of them even have a fuel gauge that doesn't work. You're like, hey, but it's already full. No, no. There's no fuel. Like, but how will I know that it's over? You will know. Said, like, how do I? You will know. When the steering starts jerking. You have 1 minute to reach a petrol station. You have 1 minute.